unless we go buy food for all of these people. Now, in the account at Mark and John, they add, the guy is saying, unless we go and buy 200 denarii, okay, 200 denarii, that's plural for denarius. Denarius, we're told, is about a day's wage for an average person, an average worker, okay? So they said, unless we go buy food for all these people, and Mark and John say, which would be about 200 denarii worth of bread. Think about this, okay? If that's an average day's wage. I went and looked up several places, and they vary because they say the region of the country vary so much. But from just under 48,000 to around $58,000 per year, per capita, they say that's approximately the average income for a full-time worker in the United States. Got it? Okay. So, settling somewhere between the two, just to keep it clear, if you make $1,000 a week, 52 weeks out of the year, then you're going to have $52,000, right? That works out to about $200 a day. If you take a little bit of the upper scale, it'll be around $220 a day or about $1,100 a week. That would be somewhere in the neighborhood of $40,000. Go do the math. I'll wait. When I first looked at it, I was going like, that's a chunk of change. They said, unless we go buy food for all these people. And Mark, who had been writing for Peter, who was there, and John said, it would have been about 200 denarii worth of food to go and buy for these people. And as I looked at the accounts over and over again, in spite of everything that so many people in church have heard, there was nothing said in any of those statements that gave any indication that they couldn't have gone and bought the bread. 40 grand out in a pasture outside a small town for at least 5,000, probably more like 6,500 to 7,000 people, roughly. And they said, unless we go buy it. It wasn't like they didn't have the money. And Jesus didn't say, what do you mean? We don't have that kind of money, right? Are you there? So that their approach is immediately trying to figure out how we're going to do this. We'd have to take 200 denarii, which is roughly $40,000 U.S. if a denarius is a day's wage, which is what we're told. And that sounds like a lot of money. How many of you think that sounds like a lot of money? Okay, Michael especially, okay? But if you divide it out, if it's 5,000 only, which it's not, but if it was, that'd be $8 a person, okay? If it's, say, 65 to 7,000, then we're talking about roughly $6 per person to eat lunch or dinner, whatever you call it, because it's late in the afternoon, right? Is that unreasonable? No, from our standpoint, that's not at all. $5, $6 at least, right, to feed these people. So it would have taken that much money to be able to do that. And again, it doesn't say they couldn't. It doesn't say they didn't have the money. It just says they were on the wrong track. We can go and do this, but I mean, after all, how many towns will we have to go to be able to, I mean, they start, you can think they're like, oh my goodness. Jesus, however, had a different idea. He said, make them sit down in groups of 50. I think Matthew says hundreds and fifties. But let's stay with Luke. Make them sit down in groups of 50s. You know, honestly, not that I'm ever dishonest with you, but honestly, ever since I was a kid and read this story, which is not a story, it's a record. It's a historical record of an event that took place a little over 2,000 years ago, around 2,000 years ago. So I always sat there and went, why 50? What, you know, we always think about Jesus and God and the Holy Ghost, right? What magical thing was there about being seated by 50s? And the other day as I was looking at this, for like the who knows how many times, it was just like, oh, wait a minute. That would be 100 plus groups of 50. Now, how many people were there with Jesus when they got there? Already told you. Thank you, ma'am. There were 12. So you got 12 guys plus Jesus. So Jesus said, make them sit down in companies of 50, and that would be 100 plus groups of 50 people. 100. You got 12 guys. And if you made them sit down in 50, and there's more than that, so let's say there's 120. That would have meant each one of those apostles, listen now, each one of those apostles would have been getting this food, the bread and fish, out to 10 groups of 50 people. Maureen's not here. Jennifer can testify. She helps her sometimes. How many groups of 50 people are several people going to minister food to, right? That's a big deal. Are you listening? We're doing all this for a reason. I'm telling you, I want you to dig into this and realize what we're actually talking about. I want you to see it. Like you're standing there, Jesus is looking at you and goes, okay, those 10 groups over there by the hill, those are yours.